Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It belongs to the stationary and guided planner category rather than traditional narrative nonfiction. And its purpose is highly functional to help users collect essential information in one place for the benefit of family members, caregivers, or executors. The organizer is designed around the idea that important details are often scattered across files, passwords, policies, and memory, making them difficult to locate during a crisis or after a death. By providing structured prompts and designated sections, it helps users document health information, financial affairs, insurance, emergency contacts, final wishes, and where key documents are stored. It also includes document pockets for physical papers. The book's value lies in reducing confusion and delay when loved ones need immediate access to vital information. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided system for gathering the information families usually need most. The organizer is built around a simple but important principle. Families are often left searching for scattered facts when time is limited and stress is high. Rather than offering blank pages with no direction, it uses guided prompts that lead the user through the kinds of information relatives typically need after an emergency or death. This structure matters because many people know they should prepare, but do not know what to include or how to organize it. The book addresses that problem by narrowing the task into manageable categories such as personal details, emergency contacts, medical information, and financial records. Its usefulness comes from turning an abstract planning goal into a concrete checklist of essentials. That makes it less intimidating than a general notebook and more practical than a broad self-help guide. The design assumes that preparation is most effective when it is structured, not improvised, and that guided documentation is more likely to be completed and later used by others. Secondly, health, medical, and emergency information placed in one accessible record. A major function of the organizer is to collect health-related information that family members may need immediately in a crisis. The available descriptions indicate sections for health information, emergency contacts, and advanced directives, which suggests that the book is meant to support both day-to-day readiness and urgent decision-making. This is important because medical situations often require quick answers about medications, conditions, contacts, or legal preferences, and family members may not know where to find them. By putting these details in one organized place, the book reduces the risk of confusion or delay. It also encourages users to think beyond basic contact data and include planning documents that may affect care decisions. In that sense, the organizer does not only record facts, it helps users anticipate the kinds of information that matter when someone is unable to speak for themselves. Its medical section is therefore not a medical handbook, but a practical reference tool for preparedness and communication. Thirdly, financial and insurance records organized for continuity and estate handling. The organizer gives substantial attention to financial affairs and insurance, reflecting the reality that family members often need access to this information quickly after a major life event. This includes space for documenting accounts, policies, and other financial details that may be necessary for day-to-day management or later estate settlement. The value of this kind of record-keeping is not theoretical. Families can face missed bills, delayed claims, or difficulty identifying what exists if documents are not centralized. By prompting users to record financial information in advance, the book supports continuity rather than crisis response. It also helps users create a clearer picture of their responsibilities and assets without requiring them to build a system from scratch. Compared with ordinary financial planners, this organizer is narrower and more family-centered. Its emphasis is not on budgeting or wealth growth, but on making existing financial information understandable and accessible to others when needed. That focus gives it a distinct role in personal record management. Fourthly, final wishes and funeral preferences documented to reduce uncertainty for loved ones. Another distinctive part of the organizer is its attention to final wishes, including funeral service preferences and related end-of-life instructions. These sections are meaningful because they address a common source of stress for families' uncertainty about what the person would have wanted. When preferences are not written down, relatives may have to guess, disagree, or make rapid choices while grieving. The organizer helps reduce that burden by encouraging users to state their wishes in advance, before decisions become urgent. This makes the book not only an information repository, but also a communication tool across generations. Its approach is practical rather than ceremonial, because it treats end-of-life planning as an administrative task that can spare loved ones emotional and logistical strain. The inclusion of these sections also broadens the book beyond basic record-keeping. It acknowledges that preparation includes more than assets and passwords. It also includes personal choices about remembrance, care, and closure. That makes the organizer especially relevant for anyone thinking about legacy planning. Lastly, physical storage features and compact format designed for real-world use. The organizer's usefulness is strengthened by its physical design. It is spiral-bound, which makes it easy to open flat while writing, and it includes four pockets for storing important documents. These features matter because end-of-life and family reference materials are not only written entries. They often include paper records, such as copies of policies, legal papers, or contact lists. By combining written prompts with storage space, the book bridges the gap between record-keeping and document organization. Its compact, 32-page format also signals that it is intended to be approachable and manageable, not overwhelming. That brevity can be an advantage, because a shorter guided organizer is more likely to be completed than a bulky planning binder. At the same time, the format suggests a focus on essential information rather than exhaustive archival detail. This balance makes it suitable for people who want a practical starter system for family preparedness without committing to a complicated estate planning workbook. The design choices are part of the book's core value, not just packaging. In conclusion, Information: My Family Needs to Know Organizer, Green, Volume 1, is best suited for adults who want a straightforward way to prepare for emergencies, health crises, or end-of-life planning. It is especially useful for people who understand the importance of organizing their affairs, but prefer a guided format rather than building a system from scratch. The book offers practical benefits for families, caregivers, and future executors by centralizing personal details, medical information, financial records, insurance data, final wishes, and document locations in one accessible place. Its main strength is clarity. It turns a broad and often neglected responsibility into a structured task with clear categories and physical storage features. Compared with similar planners, it stands out because it is unusually focused on immediate family access and real-world usability rather than broad reflection or financial advice. The spiral binding and document pockets reinforce that purpose, making it feel like a working organizer rather than a generic notebook. For readers seeking peace of mind through preparation, it provides a modest but effective tool with a very specific and valuable function. If you would like to support New Seasons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.